parody show.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? Welcome, everybody. We have Melissa Villaseñor right here, man. SNL, Saturday Night Live and shit.
In the house.
Big time.
Good to be here. Thanks for Rodrigo having me, pal.
Torres here, just big time, too.
Biggin.
Man. Fool, I ran into Melissa Villaseñor at the Burbank Airport.
She was telling us she ran into Philip and you, right?
Yeah.
And you, did you, you found me? Yeah.
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 Then I was getting, as I passed by. I
like a Pokemon, huh?
I was getting a shoe shine, bro.
Shut up, dog.
At Burbank Airport. I was like, what's Felipe doing?
Damn, dog. What do they say, good fellas, when he's cooking that steak?
Bro, they were nowhere
to sit. An aristocrat.
They were nowhere to sit. So, all right, $10 here, sit here.
That was nice. Yeah, that was, that made me happy to see you.
He was shining my shoes, and I was telling him, man, you're not making that sound. You know, what's
making
sound?
It pop?
You know, man, when you when you're buffing with that rag, you gotta make that sound like in Mexico. Cause you know when they're rubbing that rag on your shoe in Mexico, they make a little like a fake artificial noise, sound effect for the shoe.
The person does it?
Yeah. So you could
think a fake leather shoe.
So you could think that he's going really fast. But you know, you laugh, you know he's not doing it, but it's all show.
Fucking ule.
Yeah, dude. So the dude just like, man, if it feels like when you get, I don't know if you ever got a foot massage. If you ever get boots, put your shoe right there. The guy just, he puts a little, he puts your pants all the way up. Then he puts this little plastic dirty thing. I don't know, probably been on everybody's ankle, I guess.
A slip.
A slip, right?
Oh, yeah.
To keep your socks clean from that, whatever he puts on. He shampooed them, bro. He put black tarnish, then a shine, and he buffed it, dog. He made them look like mirrors.
Those little shoes came out smiling, huh?
Yeah, dude. And then I saw her. We took a photo right there.
Hell yeah. Good, Burbank, dog.
Good morning.
That's a sweet little airport, though. Like kind of like on the outskirts, huh?
Yeah, man. Sometimes, like, they don't, a lot of people don't know that you could go in from the front and the back of that airplane on Southwest.
Oh, right.
So the back opens up, right? So
it's old school.
There was this old man. There was a couple of dudes that were like number 1 through 7, right? And I was like 11. Uh-huh. But they're all going to the front, standing in line, right? So I ran, dude, to the back of the plane, and I beat everybody to the emergency exit. And when I was like, when they were passing me by, I was breathing hard going. And then that one dude, he goes, there's always that one guy. You know, he said it out loud. I said, yeah, it's this guy. What letter were you? A1? Yeah, I was A12. But look where I'm at.
Look at Tron, huh?
You ever get A1 on Southwest, Melissa?
No, you can't. Wait, you pick it?
Yeah.
No, like,
look, you fly the plane with that one.
I'll believe everything. I'm very gullible, so.
No, if you check, in early, they'll put you like you'll pay extra to put you on A1.
And then you have to put all your stuff up there on the overhead.
Yeah, but when you get in the plane on Southwest, there's A, B, and C. C is for losers. Bottom line, C is for losers.
That's the aisle, right?
Back of the
bus. Hell no, that's middle seat.
Yeah, middle seat throughout the rest of after 20, huh? Middle seat.
Not on Southwest.
No.
If you're letter C boarding, bro. C boarding,
you're
gonna be
the boarding.
The boarding. Yeah. If you're C boarding on Southwest, you're gonna be a middle seat.
Yeah, but after what seat? For like 30? Because how many? Because after you pass the exit row, that's like all middle seats for the C class.
No, but there's no C class. I'm telling you on Southwest because you go in through they letter you now boarding A,
right?
And you sit wherever you want.
Then C, right. But those are the last seats, though, in the middle seats.
They're no, yeah, the middle seats.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
There's
no aisle seats when you go on
C. Yeah, you're fucked after if you're in C. Like you said, the loser class.
Losers, man.
I don't want to ever be C again.
Because even when you're A and you're like 1 through 8,
still have anxiety.
Right, but then you can buy that 1 through 15, right? That's a business class.
I was wondering, like, why Bush Escobar, an American.
Tell me, bro.
You know how like I'm usually boarding 2 or 3 or 4. I've never been 9, but probably when I first started flying.
Damn.
So I know that he's 9, and Gabby Lam is 9 also sometimes.
At the end,
but
dude.
Then he boards, right? And then But I saw that fool photoshops, so it makes it look like number 2. And then when he gets there, he goes.
I know the CEO. Get your dirty shoe ass in the back.
Dude. I thought they're gonna drag you by your beard out of there. So you know he photoshops boarding one, just in case a nosy Carrie wants to see it. So I'm boarding. Are you? I'm one, man.
But you know what I noticed from flying a lot though?
I think he does that, dude, because he can't be behind me.
But you know what
I noticed? I don't say nothing, but like, dude. From flying. But I tell everybody. At the worst they're gonna tell you is go back, you're out of the line, but now you're in front of the line.
But you know what? American is the coolest. United will stick you, and then like Southwest, you kind of like, you can't do that shit.
Melissa, like my wife, she gonna try that shit.
I think, you're just like, whatever you get, like, fuck it.
You have a problem with somebody tell, hey, you're in the wrong line. What's wrong with you?
You obey. I obey. Yeah, I obey, yeah.
Not me, man.
I obey, but then I try to slip through the cracks.
I gotta be more of a rebel, though.
Melissa, let me tell you how to get free food at the airport.
Okay.
When you get to the airport, you look for delayed planes on the gates, right? Say you're American and you're like, your gate is 27, right?
Yeah.
And then you look right there, oh shit, your flight leaves in 2 hours. But then you see right there, oh shit, gate 15, delayed. Gate fucking plane for gate 24 delayed. Then you see more days. Oh man, canceled flight. See that? Those two in a row, free food right there. You start walking over there, and there's a food cart with sandwiches, sodas, apples, granola bars, Snickers, cookies, and those are all for the people that were delayed, the passengers that were delayed on their flights.
I've never seen that.
So there's food for them, right? But they just put it out there, and guess what? They don't tell them it's out there.
Hell no. But there's also levels to that shit.
They don't tell them it's out there. So, man, I go over there, and I grab like four waters, three sodas. I start selling those sodas in a plane, dog.
Nah, it's all popping out of your backpack.
Well, they caught you or what?
No, what I'm saying is there's levels. So that's when you're like delayed for hours. The first little 2 hour delay, all they put out is like Cheez-Its, no water.
Oh, I saw that.
And
then
if you really get delayed, the sandwiches. Airline will give you vouchers. Because I got those this weekend. I was delayed for like 10 hours, dude.
Oh.
So I got three $15 vouchers.
Wait, man, you were delayed for 10 hours?
Yeah, man.
Did you write a script?
No, I wrote a report.
Yeah. That's good time to write a script.
I called everybody I hate. I love you.
The layover. So
Terminal, fool.
He started off in...
I've never seen that movie. Is it good or is it boring?
Horrible.
Yeah, watch it on a plane.
I hate it.
He Rodrigo started. He was supposed to be with us flying back from
Durham.
From Durham, North Carolina.
Raleigh, Durham.
And your flight was supposed to be at 12 or what?
No, my flight was at 8. And then it got delayed to 11. And then it got delayed to 2. And then they
booked me. But all this time, you're still in Carolina?
Yeah, right there in Durham. And you guys already took off. And then I'm delayed to like 4, and then they booked me on another flight that got delayed till 6, and then the airline booked me on another airline that got delayed till 5, and that's when I took off. So that was 10 hours, dude.
So then where did you fly to?
6, to Phoenix, and then Phoenix to Burbank.
And then Burbank to Ontario?
No, just got picked up in Burbank.
Oh, that sucks. So that what time did you get to Burbank?
10.
So you got home at midnight?
About 11:45. Round out
like
midnight.
Gross day.
But, whatever. Fuck it, dog. What are you gonna do? Unless you got your own jet, huh?
And then your your luggage. What happened to it?
Then the luggage got delayed, dude. And then, oh my god, you know when people lie, you're like, oh dude, fucking, I get it. But these motherfuckers lie, dude. So the only reason it got delayed because this bitch in fucking Burbank did not file the claim because they're trained not to file other airlines' claim. But there's a thing with American and United called One Alliance that they should file everybody's claim because they're a
One
team
Alliance.
Together. And she never filed the claim. So then United was lying the whole time too, and so was American because nobody had the luggage except for United, and then they said American had it. In the end, dude, fucking took 3 days, and I finally got it, dude. But if I wouldn't have fucking fought on the phone and went to the airport myself, I would have got it on Friday or Saturday.
You have a banner that left a punch in the air?
Hell no, dude. I was fucking putting the fence together, and I fucking fucked up my knuckle.
Were you the only one that laid from that flight, or the other passengers?
Fuck, no. There was like fucking, dude, like 100 people, dude.
Was anybody?
There was a lady like, dude, hey, fool, okay, dog. There was a lady on the corner right there like this, like.
Was she crying? Or was it
She laughing? Was crying.
Oh, what?
And I was like, all you gotta do is get in line and figure this out. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, you know, some people get freaked. I seen people freak out the airport. I never seen anybody tackled, arrested, or fucked up by a sky marshal. But you know what? How you can't go off. She sounded like a little seal, right? I don't know what to do. You know the lady that's missing the husband?
How old is the husband?
Handles everything? Dude, she was like 49, dog. You know what I mean? The kids were like 11, 12, and 13.
And the kids were okay?
No, yeah. They were going over there. What the fuck is wrong with mom? Give her a pill. Dude, it was hilarious, dog. But I just got in line and I just fucking took a deep breath and handled it and fuck it, dog. Move on with your life.
Hey, that's good.
I got obeyed.
You ever been stranded somewhere, Melissa, at an airplane airport where you gotta spend the night there?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's been a while, but I had to stay at a hotel overnight. I don't know. It's been a while though since I've done that, but it was because of the rain and stuff.
Because they were telling
me that's not a fun story. I don't remember.
Dude, it was fucked up, dude. I was like, hell no, dog. Let's get the fuck out of here. Anyway, doc.
One way in, one way out.
Hey.
In the city.
Shout out to Pablo Francisco.
I just saw his original special showed up on my queue.
The 30 Bits and Pieces? No, the one before, the one that's like this somewhere. So the one before that is a Comedy Central half hour special where he's wearing those Nikes with like no shoelaces and he has like a dress. Dude, he fucking slays it. It's probably one of the best specials ever.
I believe.
Half hour specials.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central, his first one. I'd be like, see if you can pull it up, Philip.
I was so starstruck when I started, when I was like 18 years old. He was my favorite after Bits and Pieces. I saw him at the improv. I was freaking out.
What improv?
He's a man.
Hollywood Improv.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But he like, that's the thing about Papa Francisco. Nobody, like,
one
dude.
One man.
He's the shit, dude. Like, yeah, gold status.
I remember him killing.
I know, huh? Thank you for that moment of silence.
One man.
Tell me, Felipe.
In the city.
What city?
La Puente. Burrito. Whittier.
I can't do that.
Whittier, huh? La Puente, fucker. Huh.
What the fuck, dog? We're here to fucking interview Melissa Piazzañar, dog.
Hey, dog. The devil came out of the ground, dog. Put him back
in
the mantle.
Wait, who is this you're imitating?
La Puente bad boy, dog.
Oh, is this a character of yours?
No.
What is this?
This fool lives.
He does the voice of what's his name, right? Sheen
on Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, I guess I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Dude, she's like Gabby Hall. No comprende, dude.
I love Gabby.
Oh, she's the shit, dude. She's our homie, dude. Yeah, dude. She fucking tours with us.
I'm glad she's on the road with you guys. Hell yeah. She cracks me up.
But we do a bunch of like, because she like, she's sweet. She likes all, dude, I don't know. She all tattooed and likes all fucking Mexican shit or whatever. But she speaks Spanish. She's born in San Diego or whatever. And then like we say shit back and forth. And she kills us on the repeat of what we say. Yeah, so no comprende, dude. Shout out. Estoy acabada, dude. Not worthy.
How was your show last weekend at Utah?
Oh, they were good. Yeah, Wise Guys. They did a whole new club. It was fancy.
Is that the club outside with those lit up swings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But inside, it kind of looked like a Chili's restaurant. Like just the colors and stuff. But it was fun.
Give me a blooming onion. Yeah. A chili is so fun. That's what it looks like, dude.
Because like the green room is separated. The green room is separated from another room, right?
It's very far.
Yeah. You're like in a warehouse in the green room, huh?
Yeah. But I had a good time. How were your shows in Denver?
We were in Durham.
Oh.
It was good.
Oh, that's where you... That was just recently.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh. But Denver is the week before when you guys met her at the Burbank Airport.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was good. Denver was so good.
Yeah. We did Denver, dude. It was like fucking crazy.
Are you guys out? I'm going on the road every other weekend. Are you guys every weekend?
Every weekend.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like me?
Soldiers.
Like if I get my hotel key and go outside and come back, I gotta go to the front desk and ask them what's my room number.
I forget. No, it's weird because it's like almost, hey, fool.
They think I'm retarded.
No.
Or crazy.
Hey, honest, on the real, dog. You don't think it's like Groundhog's Day sometimes? Like, it's the same shit, but you're in a different city. Yeah. And it's like, dick, my door's like, dude, is it 4-4 or 6? I'm not even trying to make this up. And it's like, oh, dude. And it's like, I got to go back down. Am I retarded? You are. No. But you know what I mean?
I get confused when because two shows a night, it's trippy because I'm like, did I do that bit already?
Totally. I hate that feeling.
I can't. It's so hard. But I'm trying to muster up the energy.
Try doing that with weed, eh?
No, I could forget it.
Lost, dude. Uh-huh. Capitals.
You'll be forced to do a whole new set.
Oh, dude. Got 2 hours, dog.
You ever do your set and you're doing really well and you know you're killing them, right? Mm-hmm. So you try to bust in a different character to see how that works out and something head does it, but you still try because you feel confident at this level. You know, sometimes when you're killing them, you feel like, you know, maybe I should just, you know, that's something your ego tells you that.
Nothing could go wrong.
I should squeeze this in there because they already love me.
Nice, yeah.
I'm wearing a cape right now. I'm flying here. Mm-hmm. You ever try that? Try a new joke out?
Oh, yeah.
Does it ever fail?
I mean, sometimes, but then you could laugh about it and say, I shouldn't have done it, huh? And then
you'll laugh. But, perfect line. I like that.
No. You can use that feeling.
Me? I get excited over a new joke, and I try it out on like on the third joke, and it usually bombs, bro. or just I don't have the same feeling as I had like in the green room when I was telling myself over and over. Because I wrote this joke and I didn't get a laugh. I got angry, bro. Like
they got angry.
Some lady said, "That's mean," and I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am." I know it is, but damn, I'm just trying to take my way out of here.
Just describe.
Because I said that. Because you know somebody found an elf, a Mayan elf. The president of Mexico said, in one of those sculptures, those Mayan. Look it up, Philip. You know, I'm like, yeah, man, look it up, Tracy or whatever. Joe Rogan coming home.
Jamie.
Look it up, Jamie. Get some information.
So I got my point of the story, dog.
No, about that he found that that.
Oh yeah. So I said that I wonder, man, if there any cerebral palsy Mayan out there, you know, like did they live, you know, or they throw them in pits? Cause now you know they know. Cause I know in the '70s they would ask your mom. There's an option, you know, you're gonna have a kid with cerebral palsy. Would you like us to deliver the baby here, or I think here in California, and they'll put like a big needle inside of you and destroy him.
Whoa.
But that was, if I'm wrong, man, in the chat room, you know, just correct me.
Hits
am
in.
I right or wrong? Right. Huh? Hey. About when you're in the 70s, if your kid was gonna be born with Down syndrome, you have a choice to kill him. Or
he's gonna work at my store.
Pregnancy. Still now?
Before a certain time, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, yes. Lisa said, yeah, so it's true.
It depends on what state,
what hospital, too.
You're Kansas, huh? The Supreme Court threw it back
to the state. So,
damn.
I said that in the beginning, you know. So, I said that you know, because people back then were really cruel, you know. I'm pretty sure.
There's only some options.
Your kid is born like that, and you know he's gonna slow down the tribe. You know, you're being chased by buffaloes. This fool over there, arguing with a cactus. You know. So
I mean, that's a
point. So this girl said, "That's mean." And I said, "I know, that's mean. But next time, man, when I come back, that joke will be developed, man. Look out. I'm coming back." Yeah, man. So what did your parents do for a living growing up?
My dad is a fence contractor. He does gates.
You're lying.
No. That's what he does.
Wrought iron or chain link?
Wrought iron, chain link.
Really?
Yep. So I know all about fences. I went to Home Depot a lot growing up.
Dude, that's cool.
Gates, bro. Like Luis Buñuelos.
Yeah, he does wrought iron. But if he does it all, like chain link, automatic gates, all that.
Yep.
Dude.
Yeah.
Now
you're impressed. You like
no,
this.
No, I'm tripping out. I was like, dude, I need a wholesale price on some chain link fencing, by the way.
Yeah, well, my dad does that.
And what does your mom cool, do? Dude.
She helped with the bookkeeping because my dad doesn't, he doesn't know how to do, like me. I'm not.
So he had a fence company. That's what it was. Yep. Oh, dude, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
And he's still working on it.
Because both your parents came to the shows.
Oh, my parents love you guys.
Yes.
And my uncle, Caesar, who passed away, loved you guys. He was the best. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is he who Caesar is named after, your character?
Yeah, that's why I named him. Yeah. Feed the gate.
Yeah, man. I remember when we had the same manager at one time, Barry Katz.
That's right. Whoa.
You know Barry Katz, bro.
Dude, I can't even do that.
Wait. I'm going to try it. I remember.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Wow, you're amazing. Your just impressions are just incredible. They're amazing.
Oh, my God, dude. That is hysterical.
I was talking to Tony, and he said that.
What's the word he uses with a U?
Undeniable.
Undeniable. Get a helmet. Did he tell you that phrase? Get a helmet?
Oh, my God, dude. You got a guitar. Hit yourself with it. Oh, my God, dude.
We're talking about our manager. Right. Melissa Villaseñor, Dave Chappelle, Jim Brewer, us, Jay Moore. We had the same manager at one time.
Yeah. Man. Wow. We go back.
That's a good one, man. Put your helmet on.
To get ready for all the success, right?
I put on too many helmets, bro. I think I put it the wrong side. I didn't see anything coming.
Put me in an F-15, bro.
One of those helmets, you wear a little bus, hey.
A soft helmet?
My helmet was a helmet they gave out. Luke Skywalker, bro. I couldn't see shit. The Force was not with me, bro.
Maybe tomorrow, though. God damn.
He was your first manager?
Yeah.
Where did he find you at?
It was because I did that. Let's see, I did that show Frank TV. Remember, you know Frank Caliendo had that show on TBS. So I did a couple impressions there, and Barry repped Frank. So then Frank told him about me one time, and I, you know, I was like 20 years old. I was like, of course, yes. You know, I was just any manager, yes.
She said, of course.
Of course, bro. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they want to know
what a journey.
They want to know how you how many times did you audition, or how? Did you have a showcase first?
Well,
in front of him.
So okay,
they make you wait.
It was actually the first time I auditioned was when I was with Barry. We put together a tape of impressions, and I was like 21, and we sent it to SNL, and then I auditioned that summer from that tape, and then. I think that was like 2010 or something.
Was that when you hosted? You did one of the Sykes?
Oh, I don't know. No, I think I did that.
You did, you were
America's Got Talent, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, I auditioned then, and then I didn't get it that year. And good. I'm glad I wasn't a person. And then I auditioned again. Well, Al Madrigal had a showcase, and he had me on it. And then someone from SNL was there. And I just did my stand-up, but had some bits with impressions, and that was 2016. So,
how long were you in the show?
6 years.
Damn. That was badass.
Yeah. I did what I could. it was a hard play. No, now that I've been, like, stepped out of it, and I've just been looking at what, you know, proud of it, but also I'm like, I don't think I could do it again. I felt like it was a lot of pressure.
Did you have a writer that wrote for you that liked you on a show?
Yeah. No, I had friends that I would really connect with and write. But, yes. It was pretty amazing.
Was it a battle to get shit on?
Yeah. It was a battle. Yeah.
The Pico
Rivera one I first did with Ariana DeBose, and then it didn't get picked. And then when Selena came around, I was like, you guys, this is the only opportunity. There's no one else I could do this sketch with. But her. And then when I made it to her, I was like, so happy. And that just came from a chick I heard at Target.
Hell yeah. Because it caused a lot of controversy, like people, you know, talking all their shit
about lot of girls, yay and nay. A lot of girls, a lot of women from Hawaiian Gardens got mad at it. Yeah, man. Torrance. We don't talk like that in Tustin.
Or Carson. I know you don't.
It is such a like SoCal thing. So I didn't.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, people, I don't know.
But it definitely got like a bunch of reposts and a lot of people talking about
it. Yeah. It was silly. It was fun. I loved it. It was cool to get to do that.
And it was almost like they're showcasing like, oh, there's a Latina girl on SNL.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Hell man. Yeah, dude.
And it's fun though, because now when I do shows, people come out and a lot of my bits are sad, so they'll go, "That's sad."
That's fucking cool, dude.
But it's so fun. Yeah. I'm really proud of that one. Yeah, there was a girl at Target. It was like New Year's Eve 2021. And I was just at Target getting a new planner for the new year, you know, to prep goals and stuff. And then I hear people around Target like, "Oh, Betty White just passed away," like the news.
And were you back home right here on the
West
Coast?
Yeah, I was here. I was here. And then this chick next to me just go, she said, "Just went, oh, Betty White died. That's sad." And then I just like rung in my head and I went home. It just wouldn't stop because I was like, "That is so good." And then I was in my bed alone New Year's Eve and like, "That's sad," you know?
That's what's up, dude. Fuck yeah.
And so then I, created it from
that's
that.
Sad.
Ran with that shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up, dude.
Yeah, all you need too with those sketches was like just a silly phrase, you know? And
it catches on and boom.
Yeah.
So. I like that sketch you guys did on SNL when you were doing like different genre of stand-up comedians. Like there was one comedian, he was Keenan, he was he was sweet jelly. After every joke, he said, "Come on," he said something jelly, because he was imitating that comedian Hamburger.
Hamburger, yeah.
That comedian
Neil
that says,
Hamburger.
Yeah, but at SNL they were doing he was doing
the black version of him.
Yeah, he was doing not Neil Hamburger. There was another comedian.
Hamburger.
There's a Hamburger Jones. That's like
it's a black comedian.
After every joke, he goes Hamburger.
After every punchline, after every line,
he goes 2 + 2 = 4 Hamburger. Yeah. So he says, that was like Norm Macdonald's favorite comedian.
Yeah.
And so on SNL, I think Keenan did that guy. He was called after every joke, he said jelly, something jelly. And then there was some dude that was dressed up like Austin Powers. And he was like an Austin Powers British comic.
Hello, mate.
And I think, didn't you do Caesar on that one?
I did that on a Weekend Update piece. Yeah.
That show was funny, man.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Because we reposted your first, the first sketch that you did on SNL, which is Stranger Things one.
Oh!
That was like your debut. And
the Winona Ryder.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And then that was the first year and I did Dirty Talk, too. Yeah.
So we were all proud of
you. Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for...
Did you ever go to that party afterwards they have at SNL?
After parties? Oh, yeah.
Do a lot of old cast members show up, too? Or?
Yeah. I was sometimes so exhausted. I mean, if I had a really good episode and I was in a lot of stuff, then I'd have all this energy. Like, I'm going to celebrate. I was on air. But, yeah, a lot of the time I was very tired. But I tried to hang out with everybody.
You should have hung out, bro.
You should have hung out, bro.
Who's this?
David Tell.
Oh.
He was working with our friend Larry Bubbles Brown last weekend.
Oh, I think he was there actually at the improv last night. He went up right after me.
He gets
all these little silent moments. He's old,
huh?
And you're like,
what up,
wait,
dude?
What
dead
are
spot,
we
Tommy?
David Tell older, huh?
Hell yeah.
You're like Popeye's dad.
Hey, Sonny. I'm your pappy.
Hey, you're right. It is.
Right here, being Popeye's dad.
Would you go to them? Didn't you audition for SNL too?
No, I just gave him a little test tape, and that was it. They never called back. Please don't send this shit again.
I'll send it to me and then I'll send it to them. Lauren, check out.
No, there was a. She was actually really cool. Her name was Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really fucking cool. Grace and she's all just sweet. Send it, whatever. Because yeah. The whole thing is like Lisa and Felipe hooked it up through Al. And then like, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was it. She's like, do these impressions, put them out, and that was it. So, but she was real cool. And whatever.
Give me some Fred Stoller, bro.
What are you talking about? Oh yeah, I'm Fred Stone Manny Handy Manny. I jerk off to the Pointer Sisters.
What's this toy?
The gold. That's Handy Manny.
This Fred Stoller, the real Fred Stoller. He's a Handy Manny.
Yeah.
And this is his little character.
Done his voice in
that's
days,
his eyeballs.
Oh.
Hey, this is fun. Yeah, they're like, yeah.
We had him on the show. And he said, he goes, his mother asked him, you know, his mother's older, he asked him, how much money do you get for these? He goes, I get a quarter every time somebody clicks it. And then his mom calls him up. Are you getting the money? I was up all night clicking it all night for you.
Listen, Pearl, these are internet clicks.
You know Fred Stoller, right?
Yeah, wait.
He's the guy from Dumb and Dumber. Get off the phone.
Yeah. Oh, you guys had him on here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh,
that's him. That's his eyeballs.
I could see it. I like that you had it in your pocket ready to go. The chat wants to know if she's still single. They remember looking for a date. Oh, that's right. I sure am.
You're still single?
Well, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't think I'm good in relationships. I'm not good.
You gotta find someone who's really bad at relationships.
Keep going.
Man. Somebody that you talk to every once in a while, and then 2 weeks later he calls you again. Hey man, I've been thinking about you. What's up?
I'm about to call the police.
I know you've been on the road. I don't want to bother you, but I've been checking all your photos.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm. I just like having fun these days, and that's it.
It's hard to, I think it must be hard for a female comic to have a boyfriend, like, especially, like, if, like, she's already a star, like Melissa Villaseñor.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm not a big celeb.
But to other people who are not comics, you know, they see it differently. And they might be like, you know, like, oh, man, they don't know how to act. Maybe she said no to that joint. Maybe I want to smoke that shit.
So every date's like an audition.
Yeah.
Walking on eggshells. But that's pretty much how it is in the beginning anyways.
I know. I think I am intimidating. There was one time I went out with a dude. I asked him out. And when he was nervous on the date, he went like this. He's like, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God. What more could you ask for getting asked out? You know what I mean? It's like, bro, like they handed it to you, dog.
You should give him pom-poms.
Or send him to the alley to get his ass beat. Jesus Christ.
It's okay. It's me. I
he's
am.
Probably watching. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. He's going to watch up, dog. He's going to be upset.
She said upset. Huh? He's in his room like this.
He's going to be like the lady at the airport.
That's funny.
I swear to God, I've never even like, all right, dude, everybody talks about like, you don't show weakness or whatever. But I seen that lady. I'm like, what are you doing?
Was that lady crying?
Yeah. Three kids behind her. What the fuck are you doing? When you got kids, you can't do that, bro. Give her some pom-poms.
Yeah, give her some pom-poms. She needed some candy or something.
When I was at the hospital one time, I think Philip broke his arm or something. I was waiting, emergency room. And there was a lady there who was there for diarrhea or something, bro.
Oh, my God. Put a plug in that shit.
It was an emergency room. She was there for an emergency room, right? But there was a redneck guy there, a black, white dude.
What's up, man?
He had a black eye, bro, already. He got beat up at a bar or he was just there. They were looking at him. He was drunk, dude. He didn't care. He wanted another black guy. He was like this. He goes, he goes, that lady, whatever, was sick, right? Somebody give that woman a plug, please.
The one that was shitting herself?
Yeah.
It just kept flowing out?
Yeah, man.
God damn, put a rag in that motherfucker.
It was coming out, bro. It looked like pozole, bro. Like, like some bad curry, dog. With too much goat in it.
Cause that hick that I thought you're gonna say.
Well,
like,
she just had diarrhea, bro. Like she couldn't handle that at home. I guess she wanted attention. But
IBS.
But that guy, everybody was moving away except that dude, bro. That drunk man and me, of course. He said, put a plug on it, ma'am. Everybody was laughing every time he said plug.
But you said like a hick with the black eye, he wanted another one. It's like, send that guy to beat me up, bring him back.
Like, even like if I work in there, like the front desk, how can I help you, ma'am? I have really bad diarrhea.
The fuck out.
So you don't have a toilet at home? I mean, if you have diarrhea, wouldn't you want to be next to a toilet?
That or shit in the lawn.
Nah, man, let's go hiking, Dave.
Yeah, that's
Bear
so
Mountain
dumb.
Right now.
Let me spray this cougar.
You know, I was at urgent care around Christmas time because I had food poisoning, but I threw up in the mask and it didn't. It actually shot up.
Oh my god!
It was very fun.
You ate it?
No.
Did it sting in your eyes?
It just shot up.
Over.
But it was a good missed. Laugh for people there in the lobby. They were like, oh.
The Matrix, homie.
I know, and I was like, you know what? That's at least they laughed. You know, that's what I'm. Wow. That's why I'm here.
Bringing warmth to the ER.
You know? Yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry, and I went.
You're apologizing, huh?
Oh yeah, of course.
Hilarious, dude.
That's sad. Eh?
You got me.
Yeah, you're gonna be at the San Jose Improv this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, my first time.
What's up, people? Tell them, bro.
Yeah, tell them. Tell them
right
to
there,
come
fucking
to the
San
show.
Jose Improv. We got Whittier's finest over here.
Yeah, and hell I got yeah. Marcella on Friday. My friend Nicole, Amy Schreiber coming too, and yeah, got a lot of new bits, so it should be fun.
So Bay Area, basically San Jose, right?
I'm bringing my Jose. Dog too.
What kind of dog
Perrito.
You got?
She's a mutt. Some lab mix probably, but she's cute.
You gonna bring in your room and all that? She's big or little?
She's medium, 40 pound. It's perfect.
No, she's from East Side or Southside Whittier.
Ooh.
Easy Whittier 13.
Ask
her.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know I thought you what were asking that her. Would mean.
Do you want to know what side of Whittier you're from? The East Side or the West Side? So are you closer to Montebello or you're closer to fucking City of Commerce?
Is your house big or a duplex?
Do you live near?
I can't give too many deets.
I know, right? They'll show up right there, like, "What's up?
No,
Fuck out of here."
Did you grow up near?
I grew up kind of more closer to La Habra.
Okay,
Fullerton Road.
I know where that is.
What?
Fullerton Road.
Cause what's his name? Martin Rizzo lives on the border of Norwalk and Whittier.
No, he lives in Norwalk, bro. You don't live in Whittier.
My nana's in Norwalk too.
Yeah,
La Habra, bro. I went there one time to buy donuts at Krispy Kreme.
When Krispy Kreme.
1 hour
was
drive
bumping.
With another comedian. I ate a whole box too.
Whoa,
dude! When you get those shits warm, oh my god,
it's heaven. Bro.
Oh.
Have you been to Donut Hut in Burbank? 24 hours.
No.
Let's go after this.
Yeah.
No.
And Donut Hut?
Donut Hut.
No, never heard of it.
Never. Never even heard of it.
What?
Donut Hut?
No.
No, at Burbank right here. Magnolia or something.
Yeah, the only 24-hour spot I knew is like California Donuts.
Because there's a donut place in Hacienda Heights. I think it's called Donut Hut too, right?
No, but that's right there in front of Sunset Room.
Yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah. It's not.
It's so good, and they'll give you warm ones too. If you go up and they bring them out of the oven, they won't give you the one that's in the window. They're so
warm ones.
Oh yeah.
Once you leave California, there's no donuts anywhere else, huh?
Hell no. Better
get to the California
Oregon,
thing
that's
to have
it.
Donuts.
Right, those voodoo ones, huh?
Hell yeah.
Because then when I was in Durham, there were no donuts, man. They gave everything. They gave me everything I ordered had a biscuit in it.
Hey,
fried tomato with a biscuit.
Just push your finger through the biscuit
in
the middle and it becomes a donut.
I ordered chilaquiles and it came with biscuits on top.
Chilaquiles and biscuits.
They were made with gravy, dog. Gross. but I did eat a fried green tomato for the first time in my life in Durham.
How was it?
At a place called Rise. It was good, dude. It was just a big green tomato this big, and it was deep fried, and they put it inside a biscuit,
ooh.
And I fucked that shit up, bro.
Oh.
Then I was walking. It was like a farmer's market, I guess. And there was like a bunch of people, man, playing guitars and little guitar and big guitars. They were all white, dude. They were singing the most corniest song, bro. I just started singing along because I was fucking stoned. I said, I was singing along to the rhythm. I was just singing, white people talk all night.
Oh, I saw that video. That was so funny.
Yeah, man. All the lines were packed, dude. I couldn't get no food there. I left.
Those tacos are crispy.
But you know what? I like white people tacos, bro. Ground beef, hard tortilla, easy.
The Taco Bell taco, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Del Taco taco.
It's okay if I munch.
Go ahead, munch, man. Munch, what's bro. Up, people? Oh, man. Are you going to be... You still doing your podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Where are you guys this weekend? Are you on the road, too?
This week, I'm going to be in...
Lemoore and El Paso, Texas.
Lemoore and El Paso, Texas. And South by Southwest. I have a crazy trip. I got to fly to El Paso to do the show. And then I fly to Fresno. And from Fresno, they're going to drive with 50 minutes to the casino. Wow. I'm going to do that show. Then at 3:30 in the morning, I'm going to get picked up to go catch a flight at 6.
Oh, my God.
To go to Austin to do a 10-minute set with Eric Andre to promote the Eric Andre show.
Season 6, premiering in June.
You heard?
And then I'm going to fly out at 11 o'clock at night back home.
Everyone gets Felipe's schedule.
In and out.
Unless something happens, they know, and I got to come back on Wednesday, like Rodrigo Torres.
I came back on the same day, but my bag came back on Wednesday.
I had a show one time in El Paso, and on the way back from El Paso, I saw my bag and me go inside to check in. I was walking in the bus and I saw my bag go inside the bus. Every time we stopped, I stopped. I never saw my bag go out. So I get to LA and my bag's not there. And I'm like, I'm having the same argument with you, but you know, it's different over there. They'll punch your ass. He said, sir, I saw my bag go in. Why? He goes, your bag is... He knew exactly where my bag was. It was in some other city, bro, already.
They know, bro. Dude. They know exactly where that fucking thing
is. Going on tour somewhere, bro.
I'm in Raleigh. LaFonza.
It came back with a bunch of patches, bro, like tour bags.
Oregon, huh? Fucking Charlotte. Nyack. Lexington.
Where did the bag go? Where did your bag go?
It stayed in San Francisco, dude. Fucking United called me last night and said, we got your bag. You know, it's in San Francisco, dude. We got your bag, and your bag's going to go on this next flight. But I just want to confirm that it's your bag. It is my bag. 506-640-89994. He's all, okay, I'm going to put it on this flight, but you know what? It might not get there because I only got 3 minutes. I'm all, fuck the phone. Get on the fucking flight. And it never made it, supposedly. And then fucking, it was there the whole time.
You didn't order Uber Eats, right, in Durham?
No, I didn't, bro. I did, though.
It took an hour and a half.
17 days, bro. I almost had a diabetic coma, yeah. It's crazy, yeah. Thank God I had my needles.
This guy ordered Uber Eats?
Bro, do some push-ups.
In the morning, right? As soon as he woke up, he ordered McDonald's, okay? It'll be here by the time I go outside, bro. I'll be grabbing my food and going inside the car service and going to the airport.
That's what you thought, dog.
He got on a plane and the food had not arrived.
What a fucking disaster.
So, oh man, 2 minutes before we get on our flight, the flight attendant comes out and goes, we won't be serving food on this flight.
I'm going to die, bro.
Just water and soda and coffee, but no food, man.
Open up the door and kick that motherfucker out, dog.
This lady sitting next to me, I think she was wearing a diaper, bro.
I need a meal or else I'm going to shit my pants again.
She was wearing green sweats. I thought she was going to be on that show Squid Games, bro. She was sitting next to her old-ass husband. And then the daughter, I guess they were going on vacation.
Together.
Somehow, I don't know about. I said, you want to sit together, you can sit next to your mom. Everybody's happy. They're talking.
Get all chummy.
She didn't want to give up that seat. So I took my window, bro, and that lady got up, and it smelled like, oh, man. I was like waking up going, I don't know, there's a baby here. I thought it was like a baby somewhere, right? They're changing his poop.
No.
So I thought it was that lady. Wow, I thought it was a baby here, eh? And I turned around, and while that lady's getting up, she's fixing her pants, you know, to go to the bathroom.
I
get the whip, bro, of the smell, the bro.
Yeah.
And it was all baby, bro. It was like, oh man.
It was ripe.
But she was cool. She went to the bathroom and came back smelling fresh.
Right? After some Febreze.
You can talk through in a trash can. Literally, I went to a bathroom, and the trash can didn't want to close, open it. Somebody put a beach bag in there or something.
It was me, bro.
Somebody said that the airline found a suitcase full of Lego God shirts.
Huh. Don't be hating because you only have none.
What shirts?
This Lamb. One, Lamb of God.
Well, first of all, I got to say that I got this at the YouTube theater when Lamb of God tore it up. And I bought that shit with my own money. So, and I also got to give a shout out to John Campbell for lacing me up with all the other merch. So that's why I motherfucker stacked. Shout out to Lamb of God. The same Lamb of God beanie that I was wearing when the Paul Rodriguez shit went viral.
You know what?
When they cut you off.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. If the Ukraine wants to stop the war with Russia, just show them a picture of George Lopez.
Is this something that happened? I don't know.
It's over.
I've been really out, not in the loop of things.
It's the best place to be right now.
It really is. It has been very nice.
You're not taking sides, nothing. You're just chilling.
No,
in the cut.
The past 6 years with the show, I was always checking the news every week to see what ideas I could write, what celebrity to study. Now I'm like, I don't want to hear it right now. I mean, I do listen to
right a little bit. You go in there,
but it's not as intense as I used to.
Did you see the Chris Rock special?
I did.
I see the whole thing.
I loved it.
How was it?
It was good. It was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
People want to know at what minute do they start talking to about Will Smith so they won't have to watch the whole thing.
To the end, dude. But you know one cool thing,
minutes.
Though?
The last 10 minutes, yeah.
He did it in Jada's hometown. Huh. Yeah. That's a mean little fucking bitch slap,
woo!
Huh?
Hard on
her. Hell yeah.
Baltimore?
Hey, you send your guy to slap me, I'm going to give you a little 2 cents.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. Man, he is really good, though.
Yeah, it was a good-ass special. I mean, obviously, everybody's waiting for Bring the Pain. It's just a different time. It's fucking, like, give me a break.
Yeah.
It was good, though, with what he had to say. A couple little funny-ass jokes in there, little abortion takes and shit. That was fucking hilarious that I never heard.
Yeah, I was laughing at the Elon Musk thing.
That was funny as fuck. Yeah, like, that's what happens, dude.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. That's a good-ass one, too. I'm telling you, Melissa.
Do some Chris Rock, bro.
What you want, Felipe? Talk some shit yourself. Let the world know how you feel. Huh.
You do Chris Rock, too?
No, I can't.
Yeah, that's a barely a Chris Rock. Too much respect for that motherfucker.
Manny Maldonado is a good Chris Rock.
Hell yeah, dude.
Who?
This comedian named Manny Maldonado. He was on George Perez's podcast. Women be shopping. That's all I know.
Shopping like a motherfucker.
My Chris Rock is better than Michael's from The Office.
Hey, that's a good. Hey, that's a good ass episode, bro.
Dates, Philip. What's up?
Hit him.
Woo.
Okay, man. Get ready, people. March 10, I'm gonna be in El Paso, Texas. March 11, Lemoore, California. March 17, at Yakima, Washington. March 18 at Suquamish, Washington. March 25th, San Antonio, Texas. April 7, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Get tickets at FelipeWorld.com, people. I feel like I was just in Oklahoma City.
Shit goes fast, dog.
That was the first show I did during the pandemic. The first real show I did when the pandemic ended or was about to end or during the hotness of it,
mm-hmm.
I went to Oklahoma City. Did you go anywhere?
I was going to do Levity Live Oxnard, And then everything just shut down. Are you talking about before it happened?
Yeah, or before. Oh, yeah. Did you have a tour too? Because I know that Melissa, Jesus Trejo, and I don't know, and some people had were about to start touring, and then the pandemic started.
Yeah, but a lot of people weren't touring when we were touring. No, it was very seldom. And that, and dude, like that one night that you did the first night of Oklahoma City, the Brick House Comedy Club, dude, people were just like grabbing you, and it was like full mass. They didn't even give a fuck.
Oh,
like a spitting on your ass, basically.
We had 150 people every night. That's it. And as soon as we walk into the show,
there's saliva hitting the side of your face.
There were these two dudes. What? There were like five dudes hitting bowls, passing each other. They told me, "What's up, fool? All right, eh?" And I left them there, eh?
But the last 3 years, you had a stalker dog. The lady that takes photos right there at that spot. And she was all close, too.
Oh, yeah. You have stalkers, too, at your shows?
I had one. Actually, okay, this summer.
In Utah?
Phil has like 10.
Oh, no, I don't have that many.
No, any stalkers show up in Utah? We might have the same one.
No, not Utah. There was a dude that went from Kansas City to Colorado. I was doing shows from there. Well, I drove cross country doing shows because I just wanted to drive with my dog. And it was my fault. I rented a really colorful van. So he knew where I was.
Oh, no. You had a stalker? Was it like a fan or a stalker?
It was like a super fan, but he wasn't. He's just not well.
A lot of them ain't well.
Yeah.
Got to get a little stun gun.
And I had to hire security.
There you go.
But man, I did write a bit about it because I was like, dude.
You the don't, stalker
dude,
bit?
No, just like, dude, you don't want this. I have Del Taco ketchup stains in my car. You don't want this.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I fling my boogers. You don't want this.
She's flinging boogers, eh?
I fling them.
That's so funny, dog. It's so funny because, like, they don't even know what they're walking into.
Yeah.
You're telling them.
I'm telling them, like, you don't want it.
You think you're crazy?
Yeah.
I know, man. You take me, you're going to take on my debt, too. Eh? But, I got a couple of student loans you can wipe out. Eh?
Oh, I didn't go to college. But that's a good joke.
Yeah. You can have that.
Hey, okay. Fool. But have you noticed about your stalkers, fool?
What?
They all have clean shoes, dog.
Oh.
When I was in Salt Lake City, a woman showed up.
Yeah.
And she had her own camera. Weird. Like she's like a retired. Like, you know, she's probably my age. But she had a camera. She takes photos all the time. And I didn't even know if she snuck in or whatever.
No, she paid for a ticket, but she said she needed a ticket for her camera. It's so big.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I'm serious.
And then she was waiting for us outside in the alley, outside of the club. Like, she knows that we're going to, I guess she knows that that's where the comedians come out of. So she was there with her camera. She looked like the mom from the Brady Bunch.
So you could take her. But why do you say she was like a stalker?
Because she was there the last time too.
Every time he's been played there, she shows up. And the first time it was like from like, you know, all right, meet and greet, whatever. And then the second time it was like outside the backstage door.
Ooh.
And the third time she was in our van.
Yeah, of course.
Negative.
We just popped up.
In El Paso. There's this family that shows up, and they're like waiting at the airport.
Oh.
And all the kids have mullets, and they look like they fall asleep playing Dungeons and Dragons. The kids, and then they go to Comic-Con, but they sneak in, and they wait, and they always have a bunch of stuff, new stuff for me to sign, and then I always tell them I'll see you at the show. They never go to the show.
Gotta get that autograph.
They never go. Maybe they're waiting for the free invite. I don't know. But then I know that they wait at that in El Paso Airport. Like if the wrestlers are gonna be playing or fighting in town, they're waiting, man. They wait at the airport. Have you ever had someone walk up to you after you did press in Chicago, and they want you to sign a baseball?
No, not for me. I've never signed a baseball.
I came out one time out of doing press.
Spokane,
and there was a bunch of old men, dude, like older men in their 60s, late 50s. And they had like those professional photos, yeah, and then a pen. It was signed. They want me. They told me exactly where to sign it, how to sign it. And this guy had a baseball that was all covered up. It was perfect. Like, it had a plastic holder, and they had, he goes, sign right there. So I just wrote Felipe Esparza. And I said, bro, I don't play baseball. It's cool. And then he had a bunch of them. He had like Bill Murray and a bunch of other people, you know, more established. But I guess somebody one day, their dad is dying. They go, what do you want?
The collection.
I want to sign baseball from the fool. Can you make that happen?
Tell that fool to throw me a knuckleball, dog.
They cut up this old. They cut up the old man. Oh shit! My grandfather died with a bunch of baseballs. Let me look for him.
It's right here, dog.
He looks it up and shit. Here it is, dude. How much you want for it? $70. $70, baby.
How about that stalker in Spokane, dog?
Spokane. I don't know, bro.
There's a handful of stalkers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not like three or four.
All chicks or some dudes?
No, mixed. There's dudes. Mixed.
Yeah, mixed.
Sometimes it could be a couple.
Oh, what?
Like a married wife and a husband.
You've had a couple swinger couples, huh?
Yeah, they don't want. They don't want it to end.
Like, they want you to join. Like,
them? Is their first night out? Yeah. I can't believe I'm doing this, sir. You want this? Your Honor? No. I can't, sometimes I meet couples that haven't been out since their third kid. So they're using this night to get really fucked up and start doing and beat up each other in the parking lot and get all dramatic.
Yeah.
But I worked out, we were hanging out at the afterward with a married couple and their friends at Tommy T's. And then, like, the lady is.
Flip over the pineapple. Like,
if you're going to invite me, if you want me to hang out.
I've heard of this.
If you want me to hang out, you know, if you want me to hang out, expect that I'm going to make fun of you the whole night because that's what I do. So there's this married couple and their friends, and they're at Tommy T's. And I'm over there hanging out with a son, you know, Johnny, and these people from the shore hanging out too. And then he goes, oh, man, we're so happy. We've been dying to go to the show, and my husband right here, he works all day, and I work all day. We have three kids. We never have time to go out, but this is our anniversary. And then, like, she's breaking down, and she's looking at her husband. When I got hooked up with him, they didn't want him. My family didn't like him because he was, like, a player. And, like, grabbed him and go, this ugly motherfucker right here.
Unbelievable.
This ugly piece of shit right here is a player.
Should be laying asphalt.
She said, wait, that's sad, but wait. But it was funny, man, because that fool looked like a Gestapo, man. Like if those cholos in Germany with glasses and bald heads, he'd be one of them, eh?
Whoa. The leader.
Yeah, man. I mean, people are crazy. People are just crazy, bro.
Dude, people are fucking insane, dude.
They want to tell you when the first time they met you, the first time we saw you, Felipe, man. We were watching you. My mom was dying at the hospital. Oh. And she said, let's watch something. And we were watching Last Comic Standing. And we all started voting for you. Yeah. Who was your mom at? Oh, she backed away.
All morbid.
But you know, like comedy, that's what comedy does. It brings people together that you normally would never hang out.
That's true.
Flip the script.
Did you grow up watching stand-up comedy?
I grew up watching SNL and Jim Carrey movies. And then in high school, I started watching stand-up.
Did you watch it, Living Colors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Mad TV. I would go back, you know. Once Mad TV ended, I would start SNL. Watch. And I would record them on VHS. Yeah.
You have a book?
I do have a book. Yes. Yes. It's called Whoops, I'm Awesome.
It's out now.
Oh, that's it. So it's like an activity book. It's sweet. I don't know if you guys would enjoy it. Felipe Rodrigo.
When I was a kid, my cousin Nancy.
You do?
My cousin Nancy, she gave me, they were richer than us.
I shouldn't judge you.
She had a book, a thick-ass book like this, and it was like an activity book. Yeah. They had coloring book. It had stuff to color. It had dot to dot. It had a crossword puzzle, and it had a word search. It was like a something to do book. It was real thick.
Yeah.
And she ripped it in half, gave me half of it. Eh?
I want to drop one off for you guys.
Drop it off.
I will.
I always want to write a book, bro, but I want to, like, one of those books, like, you know, when you move that little thing and it moves?
Like
a pop-up book, bro.
Oh, that would be great.
That at the end of the page, the book turns into a little tray to put your weed on top, bro, to break it up.
18 and over.
Yeah, man. One of my favorite movies was Throw Mama Off the Train. Owen, you stupid fat ass! With Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal. And Billy Crystal, he's heartbroken because his wife stole his book and wrote it and put her name on it. So now he's like a struggling author. Ooh. And he's teaching creative writing for night school. So there's a bunch of people from the neighborhood. And Danny DeVito is one of those fucking... one of the students, so they become friends. And at the end of the movie, long story short, Crystal tries to kill him because he wrote the exact same story as he did, but when he found out that it was a pop-up book, he didn't kill him. his whole life is shit, dog. Like, but in the movie, there's a scene where everybody's reading their books. And there's this old man, bro, his whole book is horrible, dog. He's like, she has big tits, big tits, big ass, big tits.
Damn.
Yeah, man, so I wanted to write a book, but a pop-up book.
That would be really fun. I could see you as a little pop-up at that, too.
Where's your book available at?
All Amazon. There's probably some bookstores, too.
In my van.
In your van. Barnes & Noble.
Is it released yet, or you still got to pre-order it?
Oh, no, it's released now. Okay. I see. I do need to update my site. I see. I'm a little lazy.
Can you get an assistant?
I know.
That'll be the first job if you get a boyfriend and if you like him a lot.
You
tell him, listen, man, how good are you at
HTML?
Yeah, sometimes I want a boyfriend just so they could help me with the self-tape auditions.
Oh, you're badass, man. You need that.
Yeah.
Press record, fool.
Press record and read the other lines.
That's yeah, man.
And none of my friends want to do it. They're like, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, I have to pay someone to help me do this? Just got to get a guy to do it.
That'd be good, man. To go on a date with somebody. And he goes, I don't want you to say anything but what's written on this paper.
And I'm just going to set this camera to the right of you.
Yeah, there's a camera right there, okay?
You good?
Let's try it one more time. Okay, let me slate first.
That's really funny. Actually, I might. Can I try that
try
on stage?
That. Try
That's
that shit,
fun.
Man.
I like that.
Because I don't need a boyfriend. I need like an assistant, you know? Someone I could scream at. You know, where's my water?
Yeah.
Where's my apple?
Well, that's what I was thinking about, you know? Being single, yeah, it could get lonely, but I was also thinking it's actually a lot of work because we have to be in charge of everything. Like I forgot my jacket in Utah, and no one was there to say, "Hey, babe, you forgot your jacket." It's up to me.
Adios, dude.
It's up to me.
Oh, yes,
with everything.
Forgot about that.
No one's there to help. It's a lot to keep track of.
No one to yell at.
Yeah, so I gotta be on top of a lot of.
Got two beds, not one.
Get in front of a mirror, yell at yourself.
Yeah.
Two. Yo.
You have a podcast deal?
Yeah, yeah. And my podcast is called Laughing With Myself. It's really short. It's like 20 minutes of just things I gather from the week. And I laugh alone. And I also share like new artwork and I don't know. Talk some shit.
Did you do my podcast at my house or at the studio?
It was at your house.
That's what's up.
That was a
hell
long
yeah.
time ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, that's what
it was. I thought
yeah.
I did your podcast at my house.
It was at the...
Yes. I brought my laptop and I recorded at your place.
Yes.
And that was... But I also did your podcast. That's what's...
At the Rally... at the Raleigh Studios. Yeah. Off of Melrose.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a minute ago.
Because I remember we worked at the... We worked at the Burbank Flappers Valentine's Day, right? The show.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You had me on your show.
That was a badass. It was me, you, and Martin Rizzo.
Yeah. Martin, how is he? I got to see him. I miss him. I had him in this little.
We fired him, actually.
Oh, really?
Nah, we didn't.
He's in Kentucky.
He's in Kentucky doing some sketches.
He's doing a series. It's being produced and recorded, and it's going to be out on either Amazon, Hulu, or Netflix.
That's awesome. So, good for him.
That's what he's doing out there.
Like, I saw you in a commercial.
Oh, the JCPenney?
Badass,
Did
man.
You like it?
Hell yeah.
It was a very long day of a lot of smiling, and so when I got home, I was like, oh, my feet. That was a lot.
That was shot in one day?
Yeah.
A lot of hard work then, man.
Yeah, and I mean...
A lot of outfits, a lot of hair.
Yeah. And... She was a very joyful character. And I know I smile a lot, but it was a lot. It was great. Hey, anything for a commercial, right?
Hell yeah, you have that smile like stepper wives. Like the old models from 62, you know, when you just got to hold that smile at the old time.
Yeah, exactly.
With a sparkle.
Pause.
It was pretty cool, though, to go to JCPenney. I forgot, like, it just was pretty nostalgic. Everything stayed the same. And we would go there for, like, that was our store as a kid.
I love it. That's what JCPenney, man.
Stafford.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where all the cholos buy the shirts.
We would take family photos there, too.
Yes. Yeah. I remember.
And I'd be in a bad mood because I'm like, I don't want to take it.
I don't know. If we took photos once with my family at Sears. Because they had a little studio. What a ripoff all that shit was.
Why?
So expensive, you know?
Really?
When you think about it, well, I'm not in pain, but it's still, if you get photos.
She said, really?
I wasn't paying.
It was expensive. Well, now that I pass by it now and I see the price, I think, Jesus Christ, that's expensive. Because they will sell you the whole family packages, right? My family was four, man. We will keep the free one only.
The sample,
like I don't know if it was Walmart or Sears, they would trick you to take the family photo. They would leave a little teddy bear by the kids' dressing room, and he goes, "Take me to the photo studio for a prize. I'm lost. I belong at the photo studio." So then the kid and the mom go over there, and then they give you the pitch of how to if you want to take us to a photo.
No way. That's creepy.
Scammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way I found that out, because I was doing a show where I had to be like really, really clean. I did a corporate show in 2012 for Walmart. And all the employees from Walmart were there, like the other the Latino CEOs, of, like the managers in charge of all the Southwest Walmart, bro. I was over there where he hangs out and where he lives. In the gated community. And it was weird, man. Like, a lot of the stuff that I would say about women, like she opened up like a life raft, I had to turn it around and say, I opened up like a life raft. It's funny, man, because they tell you not to be so dirty, you know, so clean and so mean. But you got to do it,
But
man.
I bet they loved it, right?
They loved it, man. I loved it too. I felt like, hey, I could do this. Where's that next? Where's the cruise ship at? Have you done cruise ships?
No, I don't think I'd ever.
Me neither, but that's what I said. So I got booked to do one with fucking Bert Kreischer.
Oh, well, that's different, huh?
I'm doing one.
That's not a regular cruise ship.
I'm doing a cruise ship with Bert Kreischer, Miss Pat,
Whitney
Cummings, and Mark Norman, I think.
Is it coming up?
Yeah, in the summer. And Rodrigo.
Man, we're gonna do like fun.
I'm gonna do my headline one night, do a podcast, and that's it, right?
I think so.
And then hop on.
You might do two shows.
And I might do a guest spot on their shows.
And go swimming.
I've never been in a boat.
I think you have to play games and stuff.
A ship, no?
So I guess I'm going to be a game director, too.
A game
director. Yahtzee.
Bring Loteria.
Nassau, people. I'm going to be a pirate. Hopefully, they'll have a pirate cruise. So, yeah, that'll be the closest I'll ever go to a cruise ship, man. Because I'm really afraid of like in Titanic.
Like you're out in the water. What are you going to do?
Getting assaulted alone by Samoan vessel. Pirates.
No.
Somalian pirates.
They're too far away. Fuck that, dude. They ain't coming to the Bahamas, dude. And then, those are like U.S. territory, so we're safer.
Yeah. You have shows coming up besides San Jose? You want to tell people? Plug.
Let's see. Man. There are a few.
What's happening?
That's so sweet. You bring up my
Melissa's
tour.
World.
I have to update more. There's a lot more I've added. It's kind of every other weekend. So, I'm hitting the South because I haven't been there in a bit. So there'll be Texas. There'll be some North Carolina. Oh, I'm gonna do Miami Improv too. So there's gonna be quite a tour.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But I'll update it for you guys. Okay. Just bear with me.
Ever so polite.
Yeah, I'm polite. I try to be.
It's the only way, dude.
Man, I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say shout out to Whittier, right?
Shout out to Whittier. That's right.
From Whittier's Finest.
Whittier's Finest. I was in I was the Grand Marshal for the Christmas parade.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah. Congratulations. Cool.
It was, and I brought my dog. I was sitting in the back of an old school truck. It was, it was fun, but it was really funny because it's at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., you know, and there's families that bring the, you know, family members that
sidewalked.
Don't even, yeah. And some people are passed out. There's some guys that are just like passed out in their little chair and like, yeah, they don't want to be here. But it was pretty good. It was pretty fun.
After I wake up, homie, I'm going to hit the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
I did I don't know if it was the East LA Parade or the Southgate Parade.
I think it was the East LA Parade. With Danny Trejo?
Yeah, they gave me a bullhorn. So I was in a car, and I was talking to the people. What's up, fool? And I was, like, trying to be funny, you know? I was like, I really love, like, doing a bunch of paisas. I mean, la migra, you know, like. And then
I wish I had something like that because I was just waving. I'm like, I wish I could offer more, but yeah, just
some people were running in front of the car for photos when I was driving.
Whoa!
Oh yeah, and the driver, bro, was what's his name, bro? He was drunk.
Who? Who? Alex DeLarge.
Alex DeLarge. We had a listener from our podcast who had like his own lowrider, so we had to end up using his lowrider, and he was drinking, and there's sheriffs everywhere.
Whoa!
Let's hit a post.
Yeah, he would have been I would have been like, if they would have pulled him over, I would have been the first guy ever to get pulled over for drunk driving at a parade.
Yeah, but you're going so slow.
The last car wreck standing.
Yeah, I did the East LA, I did the Southgate. The Grand Marshal of the East LA or was that boxer, bro.
Oh.
Reese, what's his name?
Oh, and that's when he won the heavyweight championship. He beat Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Reese, and then the other one was Danny Trejo.
Yeah, totally.
Emilio was there once, he was Grand Marshal.
Yeah, and Emilio was a Grand Marshal too.
Oh.
All star studded.
Yeah.
And my aunt was there too, La Gran Puta, bro.
Everybody knows her.
What's up, Food Podcast? Oh, man.
Representing me.
I did five episodes of History for Fools Podcast. So look out. They come out on Monday, Sunday. I do another podcast with Butch Escobar. And we did the history of pirates. Yeah. So we talked about pirates, man, and boats and sloops and swashbuckets and walk the plank. Arr! And why they sing those songs, and we talk about the difference between a privateer, buccaneer, and pirate, and corsair. All right, you got enough knowledge. Five episodes, look out for them. If you haven't listened to the rest of the History for Fools, we did one on Latin cinema, gangs, and history of stand-up comedy.
Ooh, I'm going to listen to those. Man. Sounds cool.
Yeah, we, some of the stuff we're saying is kind of wrong too, but who cares?
Oh my God, this little.
For real, dog, like.
Super wrong, bro.
Well, I go home at the end of the day and go, oh man, why did I let that go out?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to go lecture about that at Berkeley tomorrow. Because
Bush was saying that, because I said, what's the difference between a profiteer and privateer? Oh, bro, they're pretty much the same thing, man. They're out there on ships for the dollars. But a profiteer could be anybody.
They're out there on ships for the dollars.
A profiteer could be anybody, like a guy who sells coke. He's the profiteer.
Anybody that profits, bro, I told you.
Privateer is actually a pirate.
A deed. Oh my God. I didn't even know that shit.
Yeah.
I'm informed. History for fools, people.
History for fools, pirates. The reason they call up the ship captain, the captain is called the captain, is because he's in charge of all the capital that's inside of the ship.
All the gold and the silver. All the jewels.
Whoa. Okay. I need to listen to this because I need knowledge. I need college.
Our podcast, The History for Fools, is basically for you can have a bar conversation with somebody. Oh, man. Said,
fun fact.
Yeah. I need knowledge.
Yeah, man. William
I
Kidd.
Do. Yeah.
Because I don't think that's true, Captain. That captain.
Oh.
She said I do. Yeah.
Look. Captain is from the couple. 25 oh my God, people, dude. 25 million people on TikTok said, oh, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Arr, a celly. Listen to me, bro. You're going to slip in silk sheets, bro. Okay? I know you like cotton, bro, but silk is the best, bro.
He's doing it with friend Butch Escobar. You know him?
That's what Beckett told me.
Get him, Philip. Show him.
Yeah, can I? Because that way I can laugh with
this. Yeah, I don't want you to go blind, but don't look straight. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you telling her?
Butch, because I don't think...
I'm sorry, I'm going to give you some special glasses after this.
Okay.
Let's see what I tell you.
Wait, so, I don't know. He does comedy too?
He does, you might recognize him with a bigger, longer beard.
Oh.
No, he looks the same.
And we're going to get your eyes fixed after this.
Okay. Why are you guys?
No, him and I, we do the History for Fools podcast.
Oh, okay. Cool.
He's from the Bay Area. I met him like around the same time I met Marcella. In the Bay Area. He's a good guy.
Wasn't her special so good?
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
Bitch, grow up. Watch it on HBO.
Yeah, you have a special? Gotta watch it. I did the stand-ups last year, the half hour on Netflix. But this new hour I'm prepping, I wanted somewhere. But, yeah.
Hulu, man. Put it on Hulu.
Are they doing stand-up there?
I know, but you could be first.
Okay.
They're trying. Like all other shows that are hot, they get even hotter on Hulu, like This Fool and
I love Hulu.
Rest Dogs. I didn't know. I thought Rest
That's
Dogs
such a good show.
I thought it was a Hulu show, but it's an FX show.
Original. Oh. Right.
But it can't, Hulu.
It is. They're so good.
It's a badass show.
I love seeing Kirk Fox and
Yes, he's great.
And my friend Maddie Carteropel, he works with Kirk. He's the kind of the lanky, tall kid.
Yes.
And Bobby, and it was just
It's so a badass show.
What else you got coming up? You going to auditions? Going to acting class?
I need to go to an acting class. I really do need help there. I do struggle with
that. You live in LA though?
Yeah, I'm here.
I go to acting class every Tuesday right there on by Galson's and Silver Lake.
Oh.
That Galson's on Silver Lake, you know what that is, right? Mm. It's on Hyperion.
Oh, yeah.
And Griffith Park Avenue. Yeah, I go there every week.
Man, I know I told you this at the airport, but you were so good in You People, and I wanted to see more of you, though, just for that. I was like, come on.
There was more, but they cut it.
Dude. I was like, where are my parents? And they're like, that's our leaper right there.
Yeah, man, if you blink, I'm gone. There was another scene.
I didn't see your tattoos.
I had tattoos. I had a coke guy right here, and I had a tattoo of a skull. And an 8-ball right here. And I had also an 8-ball on my wrist. I was tatted out, bro. And for the and then for the they cut the scene and I was in the wedding wedding. I was there dressed like a you know, just a badass shirt, badass sweats, and I was dancing with Real Perm and we were freaking. But they cut it out.
It, oh,
man.
Come on, man. You gotta have Jonah Hill's grandma getting fucked with, getting freaked on by the coke guy.
That'd have been cool.
But they didn't make the cut. Damn. But Eddie Murphy told me I was funny, so that was good enough for me.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
There you are.
That was cool to see you, though.
But you've been in movies too, right?
A few. I did Hubie Halloween. I was the mean neighbor.
Yeah, I love that movie.
What else? Sorry, guys. I don't think. Yeah, not much.
What's up?
What's up, dog?
Right here, dog.
I was on stuff that couldn't come out late. I did stuff that 5 years ago was supposed to come out this year.
Which one, dog? It
takes so long.
It takes so long, man. Like, we filmed that Eric Andre show last year, dude. Like, almost, it's going to be a year and 2 months now.
And that's the new season coming
out. The new season. But it's funny because some of the guests that we have on the Eric Andre show, their publicists got them that show, that spot. And they're promoting shows that are coming out last year. So when we watch the show this time, when we watch the show, they're going to be promoting shows that are already on. Maybe they'll cut it. I don't know. But I shot a lot of funny scenes, bro. Like, they use me a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also Blue Beetle. I have a little short. I'm the guy that goes take a shit.
When's that coming out?
August.
Fuck yeah, dude.
2009, August. Oh, and I did, I shot this fool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they slicked my hair all the way back so it looks short. And then when I'm arguing with the neighbor, they mess it all up all out.
That's awesome.
But I've been going to, this Monday, I had an audition at 8 in the morning. Hey, man.
Someone said you're doing a TED Talk?
I am.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You're doing a TED Talk?
I am. Fuck yes, yeah, I am. In April.
Where at?
In Canada. Hold on, I think. Well,
all the way to Canada.
Puppets.
Eh?
About puppets?
No.
Puppets in Canada. Eh?
Wait, is it Toronto that's above us? What's directly
Toronto,
above?
Quebec, Montreal.
Vancouver. BC.
Where's, no. What's directly above?
Saskatchewan?
I don't know.
Ontario. Edmonton.
Okay, well, somewhere in Canada.
Right there, eh?
Are you guys like me when you go on the road? You're like, I don't know, I'm going somewhere, and you don't know until the day before. Like, okay, that's exactly where I'm going.
Kind of, and then just like when you get in the zone of the day, all right, dude, I'm going here, boom.
Just because it's so many places, yeah, like, yeah. I don't know.
It's like vertigo and shit.
I know. I actually do have that because it runs in my family. I get dizzy.
Yeah, I've had it a couple times.
Oh. But yes, I am doing a TED Talk. And you know what I'm going to do it about? It's going to be about doing voices, but finding your own voice as a person. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It'll be sweet.
Well, you go to TED Talks too, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, Theodoro. No, hell no. Come on now.
Well, that was what was tough. Was like, I was writing it, but I was like, man, is it going to be too. Like, you want it. I don't want it to be corny.
Are you going to go over there with a microphone right here, like the little small one?
Up to the lips? Oh, do I have to?
I don't know, but I usually see people with the little Eddie Izzard mic.
It's like the little.
Yeah, the little wire off. Bloop.
What do you do with your hands then?
You just like go motion like them. No, you let people know.
I have to do this?
Yeah, yeah, you bring them in. to Melissa's world.
You do jazz hands, eh?
Aquí estoy.
That dude, pom pom boy,
fucking cheerleader.
Poor guy.
Guess who I saw on TikTok, bro?
Talk to me though.
Gene Pompa.
Hey there, little bear.
It showed up on my thing. You might know this guy, little bear.
I'm looking for a place to live, little bear.
Give some Owen Wilson, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know the face. You're the one that does the killer Owen Wilson.
I mean,
Wilson.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
The little, yeah, it's Owen Wilson, yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, the little lips, dude.
It's a little lips. It's real quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that. That feels hilarious.
I'm eating all your snacks.
You got more snacks, eh?
Yeah, I could. All I can do is like Joe Diaz and like James Gandolfini. That's it.
Yeah, that guy over there with the big eyes, the Jewish sensation, Fred Staller.
Where people will find you at on Instagram?
Oh,
because people in Canada listen.
Felipe will bring in the questions.
It's like, a sneak out of, up out on your
quiet,
ass, huh?
Yeah, out of the quiet Swift. Moment. You can find me Melissa V Comedy Instagram and Twitter. My Facebook fan page is just facebook.com/Melissa Comedy.
There it is, right there.
Yeah, that's
go
it.
Go click on it, people.
Been doing a lot of art lately, so you know. Funny drawings, emotional drawings. Oh, I did this one. You might like it. It was a recent one of like a bunch of doodles right there. See the cactus lady?
So yeah.
I did this one called The Fool on the Hill because of the Beatles song. Do you know that song
by the
Beatles? So if you slide through this, can you or nah? Okay. So keep going. I think it's the last one. Yeah, look.
Day after day, I sit alone on a hill.
Ah, I love that song.
Did you like that movie, man?
Which one?
The one where the guy making they're playing that song and it starts off. He's fixing up the little mice.
Nowhere Man.
No, it's man, that movie with Michael Scott's in it, and they're gathering a bunch of weirdos.
Oh,
Mitty?
No, I know what you're talking about. Dinner with Schmidt.
Dinner with Schmucks. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I seen that.
And
movie.
He like does the little taxidermies.
Mouse. The little taxidermy mouse.
That's a cool fucking movie.
Are you thinking that I'm like that?
No, I'm thinking. that's what I thought about.
She's gonna make a mouse fool.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see myself getting into some creepy stuff.
Schmitty. I thought about the little mouse and him doing at this. But man, that movie is hilarious, man. When that dude had that hawk.
Yes.
And Jeff Dunham's in that movie, bro.
Oh,
Jeff
yeah.
Dunham's in that movie, weirdo. Shows I would up. Run into oh, him Kevin. At the airport. So Jeff Dunham.
One request before you leave. The chat is requesting her Gwen Stefani.
Oh, Gwen. You're really lovely underneath it all.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Do Christina go. Aguilera.
Hey, man, I haven't done any for a while.
Do Sarah Silverman.
Oh my God,
that's such an old one. I mean, I haven't. Thank you for showing this.
Do Wanda Sykes. Do Wanda Sykes.
I mean, what is this going on? What is going on?
That one is a voice of Family Guy. Good one. I forget about that.
Wanda sounds exactly like Tony Cox before.
Yeah. You did one Family Guy too, right? Some voices?
I think I just did like background stuff.
Yeah.
You did Regular Show though.
That's right, Regular Show.
No, I did Adventure Time. Yeah.
That's right.
Howard Stern too though, right? You called in?
Whoa. Back
back in the day.
Whoa,
day.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I used to do that too, man.
I forgot, dude.
I forgot, man. I'm really losing it.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah.
Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
What's up, Fool Podcast, man? Show them dates again, man.
Yeah.
What's up, remember? Okay, now show Melissa's dates. The San Jose Improv.
Yeah, the four on my website. There's more, I promise. God, look at that site. I need some help.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get off Net Juno.
Wait, what?
You have to get off Net Juno.
What's that?
It was back then before the internet. They used to give you a little disc at Target, right, or
God
somewhere.
Damn.
And you put Kmart. And you put it. It was free internet. It was called Net Juno. And then you put it in your little computer, and then I don't know how, man, but there was internet.
So making me cross-eyed.
It would make that noise.
Downloading or what?
What's up, Fool Podcast? Oh, yeah, what's up, man? See you guys everywhere. See you guys in El Paso, Tehachapi, and Austin, Texas. Briefly in Austin, Texas. Check out Melissa Villaseñor at the San Jose Improv with
San Jose this weekend.
Marcel Arguello. What the fuck am I saying?
It's wild out here, man.
You gotta go eat at this place.
Oh yeah, any recommendations? Yes.
There's this place in
Ike's.
Ike's sandwiches. They could order for you. They're good. Oh, the Vicks, right?
Vicks. And it's open till like 1 a.m. It's fucking bomb ass burrito.
That's
what I want.
They have the yellow sauce. It's like hot a hot sauce, Vicks?
But it's bomb.
Vicks? La Vic, like Victoria.
La Vic, yeah.
Okay.
Then there's a place called Casa Vicky's. And right there, they make flour tortillas.
Homemade.
Woo! Homemade, pan dulce, all that in the morning. Like chilaquiles and all that. But after the show, you got to go to like Victoria.
Yeah, okay. That's a shame.
San Jose has this orange sauce in a couple of those restaurants.
Oh, it's hot as fuck.
Yes, it is so good.
Dab it.
I'm excited.
The guy's a fan, too, of comedy, the owner, so he might go to the show.
Okay.
And there's also another restaurant called, they're all right, too, right? Iguanas?
Yeah. That's kind of like the same, but like not as good, but secondary.
I'm going to Vicky's.
There's a vegan restaurant. When you come out of the hotel, there's a vegan restaurant too on the side of the Improv, like even further. It's all right. It's hippy dippy. But there's an ice cream sandwich place nearby too, and they have vegan sandwiches.
I do need to do that because that milk doesn't do good for me. You know.
Me too. Well, thank you, Melissa Villaseñor.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hell yeah. Thank you so much.
Respect.
Let's fix the pipes.